You're listening to the Remote Mom Collective podcast, where moms can find their stride in the remote work world. Whether you currently work remotely or you want to, you're in the right place. I'm Brittany, the remote mom, and I've been working remotely since 2007. I became a mom in 2015, and there's a lot to learn. Together, we'll support, inspire, and empower each other on our journey to balance work, life, and motherhood from the comfort of our own homes or wherever we're working remotely. Together, let's redefine what it means to be a working mom. Let's support and inspire each other. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Remote Mom Collective podcast. I'm Brittany, the Remote Mom, and today I am speaking with Laura Sinclair, and I am so excited to speak with her today. She is, she's got an incredible community. It's called This Mother Means Business is a podcast that she has, and she's doing all kinds of great things in the entrepreneurial space, and she is a mom. So we wanted to get together today to talk about entrepreneurship and motherhood. And so, Laura, I'll turn it over to you just to kind of give a quick introduction about yourself and share just a quick, some quick info about your business and what you do.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I am excited to chat all things mom, entrepreneurship, that life, because I get it. I have two children. They are almost seven at the time of this recording. My daughter will turn seven in a couple of weeks, and I have a three-year-old son. And I'm a business and marketing mentor. So my core competency is really in helping women get their businesses seen. I really believe that you and your business deserve to be seen. And so I work through helping entrepreneurs kind of, you know, the marketing term would be to fill the top of the funnel in their business. So to get people knowing that they exist, that they can turn into clients down the line. And I do that through a few different things. My podcast, which is the This Mother Means Business podcast, my community, which is the This Mother Means Business community, as well as my mastermind and one-on-one coaching. I also own a social media marketing agency. I do events. I host retreats, do all the things.
What do you not do?
Too many things. I'm not sure at this stage.
Yeah, you got awesome things there. And I feel like the hardest part for entrepreneurship, because I have tried it, I have an entrepreneurial mindset and creative spirit. And yeah, I'm lucky definitely to work for a company now that allows me to kind of explore that.
Yeah.
But I'm not risky enough for it. You know, there's definitely some risk involved. And I think that marketing is kind of really the hardest part when you're trying to start your own business. And so I know originally you were in the PR space. That's where you started in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. And then you moved into entrepreneurship. You opened a CrossFit gym, right?
I did. So I ended up purchasing a CrossFit gym. So I started my career in PR, shifted over into social media, marketing, digital marketing, did a lot of really cool things. Like I worked for some really big brands, got to go to some really cool events, you know, do the fun things. And then I was like, this whole corporate thing is not for me. I ended up buying what was a failing CrossFit gym. I've been an athlete my whole life and like really just enjoyed exercise, and the opportunity kind of landed on my lap and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I was 27 and childless at the time. So it was like a relatively low risk in the grand scheme of things and knew that I could go back. But yeah, to your point about like riskiness, there's absolutely a piece of entrepreneurship that is terrifying. And, you know, marketing, it's interesting because as a marketer, it's so easy for me to say like, okay, Brittany, like just go do X, Y, Z things, but it's a whole other can of worms for a person to actually go and do them. Because a lot of the time that's really vulnerable, right? You're putting yourself out there in a way that is uncomfortable for a lot of people and was uncomfortable for me for a really long time. So I can totally appreciate all of that.
Yeah. And so when you're working with, because you work with moms that are building their own businesses from scratch, right? From the very beginning. And you're also coaching moms that are kind of in the thick of it and they're trying to do more. What do you think is the most common hurdle that moms deal with when they're trying to build a new business?
I mean, time is a huge one, right? And like knowing how to spend it and being able to wear both hats and wear them well, right? I don't think that it's necessarily possible to do it, wear both hats well at the exact same time, but learning how to, you know, roll with the ebbs and flows and being able to build a business in a way that allows them to show up however they want to show up as a mom. is a big one. And then, from a mindset perspective, a lot of it is like being willing to take up enough space, being willing to ask for the things that we need in the world. I think moms are, we have a tendency to like give and overgive. And in doing that, we don't ask for what it is that we actually need, which is actually required to build a business. You have to ask for the things that you need in the world. And that can be really hard for people.
Yeah, you have to advocate for yourself too. You have to be your own voice, and that can be really difficult. You were talking about vulnerability a little bit ago with the marketing thing, and yeah, it's a scary thing. And I actually have a little bit of that experience because I've been in corporate America for a very long time before I came over to this tech company that I've been with. And I always had to be very careful with what I shared on social media. And, 15 years ago, social media, like I was a senior in college when Facebook came out. Thank goodness it didn't exist while I was in college, right? On who wants all those pictures? But one of the things I posted something one time about I was interested in learning something new for a potential career change, and somebody at my office saw it, and I didn't realize that it was like connected to all these different things. And this was probably, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago. And so since then, I'm like, I got to be really careful what people are thinking of me online, and I don't want anybody to, I don't know, I'm just don't I don't like being vulnerable, and that's always been something that's been really difficult to me for me. And so what are some ways that you what are some advice and that you give people to be vulnerable? Like, what can we do to help
Yeah, I
with
mean,
that?
I think when we think about social media, one of the things that people worry about is being overexposed, right? Like giving too much of their life. And I'm in that camp, right? Like I don't share, I don't overshare on social media. At least to me, I don't. And I think like you're in control, right? You're in control as you build your business of what it is that you want to say, don't say. One of the things that one of the ways that I've been able to build my business is because I am, very authentically myself, and I share the things that are required for women to feel like I'm a safe place for them. I mean, because I am, but I'm exactly who I am online, as you would encounter right now on this podcast if we were to meet in real life. And so a lot of it is just like deciding what are the elements of your life, your business that are actually relevant to somebody that wants to buy from you. Or, even if you're building your personal brand and you're wanting to do like, we'll call it influencer, or like user-generated content or anything like that, right? You are completely in control. I mean, I know and have been friends with people who I consider to overexpose themselves online. It's more than I would feel comfortable with. Like we're talking like recording your birth and putting it on YouTube. Like there's
No,
some
thank you.
it's a no for me. But for some people that can feel like yes, and that's okay. But there's elements of my life that I share, and but there's a whole heck of a lot of it that I don't.
Yeah. And kids, I mean, I guess it just depends on how comfortable you are with your children too. I know this could be a whole nother topic, completely not even really, but like children and involving them in your social media and all of that kind of stuff. It just depends on what you're comfortable with sharing
Yeah,
your
I don't
family.
share my kids' faces. If I
Yeah.
do, it's like a very old picture and there's no way that you could ever like identify them that way
Right.
now. But no, it's always the back of my kids' heads or them like, in an looking down in a way that you couldn't really make you couldn't sh pick them out of a crowd if you wanted to.
Sure. Yeah. I don't really share pictures. I have one daughter, and I don't really share a whole lot on social media anyway. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about your podcast and your community called This Mother Means Business, and how that came about, and how you support moms. And I really think that we could talk more about people who are wanting to get started in entrepreneurship and where that like a good place to start if they wanted to get involved with your organization.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I'm an interesting story because I was an entrepreneur and then I became a mom. But there's a lot of women that choose entrepreneurship because they desire the freedom to be at home with their babies. And the reality is, there's a lot of, I'm going to use the word predatory stuff out there, right?
Yeah.
That takes advantage of moms because of that desire. They want to stay at home with their babies. They don't want to, be on someone else's clock. And so for me, this Mother Means Business started from a place of wanting to have really authentic conversations about real business stuff, for women that are ambitious and really crave growth and whatever that looks like for them, and also want to be present with their kids. And so it started with just a podcast. And so my podcast launched in March of 2023, the Smell the Means Business podcast, where I talked about my own experience as a mom and an entrepreneur and the things that I've gone through. And then I've interviewed a whole bunch of really incredible mothers who are building businesses, and some of them come on and they share their personal stories, the things that they've gone through. I have a client or a guest on the call on the podcast. My words are hard for me today. Guest on the podcast who's, she runs a digital agency. She's got two young kids and then her house burned down.
Oh my
And so, like,
gosh.
navigating that, we talk about that story and just like, how do we resource ourselves and get through, the insanity that is building a business and raising babies. And some women come on and they share their subject matter expertise and really just talk about the things that they're really good at so that women can, take the actionable tidbits and things and apply them to their own businesses. But for me, it was really about creating a safe space because there's a lot of conversation around motherhood and entrepreneurship that is, very fluffy or very predatory. And so this is like real women building real businesses that want real support and want to keep it real in the process. And so that's been the energy of the podcast. And then just in May of this year, so May of 2024, launched this Mother Means Business community. So it's a relatively new space, but it's a place for women to come together to receive, business advice that's actually relevant for them. Because let's be honest, we don't all have the same 24 hours in a day. We are
Right.
not Beyonce. We do not have, or we're also not like the childless 20-something man who's giving productivity advice. And like it really just has to come from this place that's real and authentic and actually like make sense for the season of life that we're in. I would say most of the women in the community have kids like under the teenage age. So through newborn to about 13, 14, sort of in that season where your kids are still pretty dependent on you for a lot of
Yeah.
things. And yeah, so it's really, we mastermind together, we network together, we support each other. Lots of collaboration is the energy around the community. And it's really just for me about being able to, build the thing that I wish that I had 7 years ago when I started. I had my daughter while I was running my gym.
Yeah, well, that's hard being, and being there in person too, because you have to physically go to a gym. It's not like it's something that you can really run from
No.
home.
No.
So a lot of the moms who listen to my podcast either already work remotely and they're an employee, or they want to apply for a job that's remote, or they want to be an entrepreneur and they want to start their own business so that they can work from home. And you're right, there are some really predatory accounts out there saying, look at all this money that I made within,
Yeah.
I sold an
10
online
seconds.
journal on Etsy or whatever. And like, look at all this money. And it's not, that's not real. And so, and maybe it is for somebody, but it's not the normal path that is repeatable and possible for everybody. So for somebody who is maybe wanting to dip their toe or get started into entrepreneurship, how do they decide? Like, where do they start to decide what
Yeah.
kind of business maybe they want to start as a mom, do you
Yeah, I
think?
think the first question is like, what are you good at and what do you like?
Yep.
Right? Because those are, our businesses shouldn't always exist to entertain us. Usually not. If you want to be entertained, you should get a hobby. But I think like, what are you good at? And I think about myself, right? Our gym closed in 2020, the end of 2020, and I had a 3-month-old baby at home, and I was like, I got to figure something out. And so I started with like, what is the thing that I know best? And at that time, it was social media. I knew it well because that was, where I came from in a corporate world. And so I just simply started coaching small business owners on how to use social media better for their business. That's where it all began. And it's morphed into a lot of other things since then. And so for anybody that's like thinking about that, it's like, what do you love? Right? What are you good at? And could you teach the thing that you're good at to other people? And if it's, and when I say that, when I say teach that, it could be a lot of different things, right? It could be mentoring, it could be creating a course, it could be like offering it as a service. If you're great at writing, you could be a copywriter. If you love design, could you start a website design business? Like there's so many things. So it's like, what are your skills that you actually have? And what can we do with those skills? That's question one. And if you're like, I don't really have any skills. It's like, okay, do you have any ideas? Is there a product idea? Is there something that you really like making? Is there, I've got friends that started really wanting to make a ring sling for her when her baby was born because she couldn't find one that
Oh,
she
yeah.
liked. And now she has this massive ring sling company for baby wearing.
Isn't that
And so
amazing? Yeah.
some businesses start by accident, but if you're in a place where you're like, you know what? Okay, I want to pursue this entrepreneurship. That's the first question is like, what are you good at? And you're probably good at a lot more than you're giving yourself credit for. And then it really comes down to, okay, where do the people that could use this service or product, whatever I decide, where do they hang out? Where can I find them?
Yeah.
And is that on Instagram? Is that in forums? Is that locally? Is that on like Pinterest? I don't know. It just depends, right? And then it's like you need to start to show up in those places and start to talk about the things. And then we get into like building a personal brand and we give it to marketing and filling funnels and things like that. But it really does start with just deciding, okay, what am I good at?
Yeah.
What can I sell? And then going from there.
That's a great way to, I think even just sitting and making a list of everything that you're good at, because I know sometimes when I've tried to think of different things, because I like I said before, I have an entrepreneurial spirit. I just don't have that risk factor. Like I'm not,
Sure.
I'm really scared about it. But when you start thinking about things that come naturally to you, just start brainstorming and writing a list of everything down that you really enjoy doing and that comes naturally to you. And maybe you have friends that ask you to help them do things like those kinds of things. Think about, and maybe those could be avenues that somebody could pursue in a potential career or
Yeah,
potential
like if even
entrepreneurship.
if you're just like really organized and you're great at administrative tasks, like maybe you could be a virtual assistant. Like there's lots of people that are looking for that level of support. Like
Definitely.
it could, there's a lot of things that I mean, I didn't even know were jobs until I found myself in the online space, but there's so much that's available. It's actually quite wild.
It's kind of overwhelming, I think. And so that's why you need a community to help
Yes.
you dig into that, right? And,
Yeah.
I've done lots of things over the years and I've led lots of organizations and nonprofits and clubs. And I think one of the things that is consistent among all of those clubs and those groups is that community really is key. And if you don't have the support outside of yourself and outside of your immediate family, I feel like you need somebody that's in kind of a similar boat to help bounce ideas and help be your cheerleader. And
Yeah.
we need
And
that.
to help you think bigger. Like this is one
Yes.
thing that I see a lot with entrepreneurs is like they go to their non-entrepreneurial friends or they go to people who have kind of like buried their own dreams and they try to tell them what it is that they want to do. And all that person does is hand them a shovel and is like, here, let's bury yours too. And
Right.
so it is really important to surround yourself with people who are taking the risks and doing the things and are going to believe in you and say like, hey, Brittany, I love that idea. What if it was bigger?
Yeah.
What if we did it faster, right? And really challenging you to think beyond the circle that you're in. I mean, for me, I'm the first entrepreneur in my family. So I
Wow.
can't really go to anyone in my family and say, hey, I'm thinking about launching this idea, or I'm thinking about creating this thing or starting a podcast, because they're all like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like you should just work for somebody else, which, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just
Yeah.
not what I've chosen.
Yeah, I was actually listening to, I think it was your first, it might have been your introductory episode actually, and you were talking about how moms, and I think we're probably around the same age. I'll be 42 next month, but when we were growing up, we really didn't have, there weren't really entrepreneurial moms back then in the 80s and 90s. And so we are having the entrepreneur moms of today are blazing those trails. So our children won't have those issues, when they get older, because they'll have all these great role models to model after.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't, to me, entrepreneurship meant, you know, I come from a pretty, like, my dad was a banker. And so, like, my mom was an accountant and then she stayed at home. And so, to me, it was like, okay, if I'm going to be an entrepreneur, I need to, like, invent Spanx and be like Sara Blakely, or I need to, like, get $100 million venture capital investment and start some, like, massive, I don't even know. Like, I didn't know that it could be anything different. And, you know, just yesterday I co-authored a book, and
Wow.
the book was delivered, the copies of the book were delivered in my house. And so I was, the box came and it was quite a large box. And I was like, what did I order? I don't remember what this is. And so I opened the box and I'm able to, these books are here. And I was able to show my daughter, like, she's got almost seven. Hey, like, look at this book that came in. Look at these books and look who's on them. Like, mommy's on them. And so she's like holding this book and like processing, like, wait, I see your names on here and your picture. And she just looks up at me and her eyes get like giant, like saucers. And then she just runs over and gives me this big giant hug.
Oh.
And like, oh my gosh, mommy, you're an author. And it, for me, like, I
Oh,
mean,
I
if my
just got
daughter thinks I'm
chills.
cool,
That's so cool.
yeah, like if my daughter thinks I'm cool, then I'm like definitely winning. But also, like, I'm giving her the permission that's like, well, my mom wrote a book, so I could write a book, or my mom builds her own business, so I could do that too. And so for me, like, that's the thing that keeps me going. It's like, you can do whatever you want. But I didn't know that growing up. For me, it was like, you go to school, you go to university, you get a career, you work for somebody else. And I did that, but I was always wildly uncomfortable.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So I'm gonna have to, you're gonna have to tell me about this book.
So the book is called Honest as a Mother. It's part of a series.
Okay.
I'm in Honest as a Mother book three, which is the last one. And it's a series of essays from moms who talking about like their honest experience with motherhood. So for mine, if you've ever listened to my podcast, my second episode of my podcast is on like how I kind of redefined what motherhood means for me, what it means to be a good mom. And based on some unlearning some of the things that we just talked about, right? Unlearning this idea that like motherhood is supposed to look a certain way. And so for me, like I had a lot of discomfort with like what that definition of being a mom was.
Yeah.
And so in the my essay is really about how I reshape that. But there's some incredible other women in the book that write about a lot of things from like gender disappointment, to like coming to terms with their physical body, to not having a village. What does that look like? It's a really, really cool book to be a part of, and women just having really authentic conversations about what motherhood's like. So yeah, it's called Honest as a Mother. I'm in book three. There's book one and two as well. And
Okay.
it's available on Amazon.
I love that. Okay, we'll have to link that up because that sounds amazing. And then anybody else who is interested in participating in your program that the This Mother Means Business, where do they need to go? It's thismothermeansbusiness.com,
It
right?
is thismothermeansbusiness.com. And you can join monthly, you can join annually. There's also, we host a free networking call every other Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. You can register for that if you go to thismothermeansbusiness.com and scroll to the bottom. You can find that too if you want to just like come and get a sense of the vibe and what it's like to be in the group. I would more than I'd love to have you there.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Well, thank you, Laura, so much for spending some time with me today on this podcast. It's been great getting to know you, and I'm excited to add you to my network here, and I'll definitely check out the book. So thanks
Thank
for sharing that info. And to all our listeners out there, definitely make sure to give Laura and This Mother Means Business a listen and a peek. Where are you on social media? You're on all of the places, right?
I'm on all the places at It's Laura Sinclair.
At
All the
It's
places.
Laura Sinclair.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much again for joining me today. And to all of my listeners, as I always say, being different makes a difference, and let's support and inspire each other.